With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Scientists wonder if Lake Superior can continue to avoid invasive mussels that have destroyed ecosystems and killed fish in the lower Great Lakes. Scientists believe that low calcium levels and the cold water of Lake Superior are not conducive to mussels surviving and reproducing, but a few recent outbreaks have officials wondering if conditions could change. Boats also travel to Lake Superior from other lakes that are infested. While a recent dive near Isle Royal turned up 3 adult mussels, several hundred are found every year. That's down from 3,000 in 2018. However, there are people who believe a full-blown infestation in Lake Superior is inevitable and see no point in fighting it. A Wisconsin agricultural nonprofit is sounding the alarm on proposed changes to reorganize the United States Department of Agriculture. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Part of the reorganization would relocate national operations out of Washington, D.C., which Chuck Anderis with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute says he believes is part of a larger effort to further reduce the size of the agency. Wisconsin has lost about 22% of its USDA staff this year.
A lot of them were spread throughout the state, and it caused a lot of disruption of services, and it makes it a lot more difficult for the government to efficiently carry out its mission in those areas.
Andera says organizations like his rely on partnerships with the USDA, but communication has become increasingly difficult. He says additional agency cuts would disrupt farmer access to critical programs. The USDA has said the reorganization would cut costs and better meet the needs of farmers. The Institute is drafting a letter of opposition, and Andera says they are urging community members to sign on to it to meet the August 31st deadline for public comments. Anderis explains small and medium-sized farms depend on cost-sharing and technical assistance programs provided by the agency, while large farms benefit from commodity payments and crop insurance subsidies. He adds farms implementing practices for improved water quality and climate change resilience would be especially impacted.
They're not doing this out of what's in the best interest of USDA employees or the farmers. It's part of this further mission of Project 2025, and we all lived through the last 7 months, and it's been a really difficult time because there's so much uncertainty.
The USDA collects data on crops and markets, research support, and work on food security, food safety, and agricultural system resilience. Andera says that would all be negatively impacted by the loss of capacity. He criticizes the lack of government transparency in the process, noting that unlike normal procedure, public comments about the proposed reorganization are not being published in the Federal Register. In response, he says the Institute plans to publicly publish their comments. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
With another holiday weekend comes more holiday travel. Millions of Americans are expected to travel over the long weekend. Some of the worst times to drive are expected to be Friday afternoon and evening and Monday afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers to travel safely, especially in construction zones. The DOT says construction has paused over the weekend as they try to open as many lanes as possible, but they will have some impacts that will be seen. Locally, that includes Highway 8 in Forest County. It's closed between Leona and Crandon. Iron County has single-lane closures on Highway 2 at the Michigan Border Bridge near Hurley. Also in Iron County, Highway 122 is closed between Highway 77 near Upson and South Junction of County B in Saxon. A reminder, it's illegal in Wisconsin for drivers to use handheld mobile devices in work zones. A federal judge is allowing a case to proceed against a Wisconsin judge accused of helping a man evade U.S. immigration agents seeking to arrest him in her courthouse. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested in April and indicted on federal charges in May. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman Tuesday rejected Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges against her. A magistrate judge in July had recommended the case proceed. Edelman's decision could be appealed. Attorneys for Dugan said Tuesday if the case goes to trial, they expect to show she simply treated this case like any other in front of her courtroom. A Green Lake County man who faked his own death before leaving the country learns his sentence. Aya Punjani has the story.
A missing kayaker who faked his own death has been sentenced to 89 days in jail. 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart faked his own drowning while kayaking and left his wife and three children to meet a woman. He misled law enforcement for 89 days, prompting a judge to match his sentence to that duration. Borgwart changed his plea from not guilty to no contest and agreed to pay $30,000 in restitution. He was reported missing last August after telling his wife he was kayaking. Investigators later discovered he had traveled to meet a woman in Uzbekistan. Borgwart returned to the U.S. in December and was charged with obstructing the search for his body. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
After the Trump administration abruptly terminated $7 billion in solar energy funding earlier this month, state agencies and nonprofits across the country are preparing to abandon projects. Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford spoke with some of the communities that had plans to use the funds.
The termination letters came as a surprise for the 60 organizations awarded money through the federal Solar for All program. In Michigan, several pilot projects were announced this summer. The small city of Benton Harbor received more than $3 million to install solar panels on three city-owned buildings. City manager Alex Little says the project would have stored solar energy to power an emergency shelter for low-income residents in case of prolonged power outages.
Well, it was disappointing and disheartening that a program that would do so much good for those who need it so much would be frozen.
Grantee organizations across the country are now considering legal action to restore the funding. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Molly Ashford.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.